AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden travels to Tulsa, Oklahoma today. 100 years ago, a thriving black community was destroyed by a white mob. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee says a survivor of the Tulsa riot described it as
a firestorm of hatred and violence that is perhaps unequaled in the peacetime history of the United States.
Up to 300 black Tulsans were killed 100 years ago. Catholic Church law is being changed by Pope Francis to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports this also includes priests who use threats or force to coerce someone into having sexual relations with them.
That is a very explicit code now. Before, it was not so explicit, and it was focused on minors and vulnerable people. Now the definition is a bit mushier. It can include other adults.
Lay people who hold church office can be sanctioned for similar sex crimes. OPEC is upping its crude oil production levels. The AP's Charles de la Desma has the story.
Energy ministers from the oil cartel and allied producing countries have decided during an online meeting to increase to 2.1 million barrels of crude per day output. OPEC made deep cuts last year and is restoring them bit by bit. The move balances fears that continuing COVID-19 outbreaks in some countries, such as India, a major oil consumer, will sap demand from recovering economies around the globe and weigh on prices. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Video recorded by a bystander show an Alabama police officer repeatedly stomping on a man who was struggling with another officer during an arrest. A police spokesman says they are aware of the video and are investigating. Stocks are mostly higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. They are celebrating in New York.
We have hit an extraordinary milestone today here in New York City.
They've got COVID on the run, says Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Listen to this. This is the level of COVID positivity today in New York City. 0.83%. 0.83%. The lowest we've seen ever since this pandemic began.
He credits COVID shots and New Yorkers doing the right things to keep each other safe, he says. I'm Rita Foley.
A private company took over transmission and distribution operations of Puerto Rico's power authority, Luma Energy, which has struggled with blackouts and bankruptcy, corruption, and mismanagement. The U.S. territory is still struggling to recover from Hurricane Maria, which destroyed most of the power grid in 2017. The changeover comes at the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.